Mostly on this program, we try to tear away statistics and numbers and get to the real people behind them. But forget all that. We don't care about the people. All we care about is the numbers. Why bother with names when you've got PPR, IPR, FPG numbers, all of the headaches from the latest RRBC, QBBCs? Just stay off the IR and maybe all your flyers will pay off. Your sleepers become keepers. Numbers rule in fantasy football. Numbers that come straight out of your big screen TV.
A 65-inch LED TV with DirecTV NFL Sunday Ticket. Yes, it's college football right now, but next week it will be NFL, and it will be pure fantasy football nirvana.
Actor and filmmaker Mark Duplass knows a thing or two about all this, and he was kind enough to help us put together a beginner's guide to fantasy football. He's otherwise known as Pete from FXX's The League.
He's a fantasy football genius, okay? No wife, no job, just pure football knowledge.
That's a TV show, of course, but Duplass wouldn't confuse a scripted sitcom with reality. No, no. Fantasy football, he says, is reality.
It is very, very real. I think the fantasy as it began was that, oh, since I cannot run and hit people hard, I will fantasize about it and draft them in my own team. That was the first couple of years. Now, it's very, very real and more exciting to people than actually being on the gridiron. The virtual gridiron of fantasy football is its own sort of gladiator coliseum at this point.
A couple of questions. When is it too old to play Dungeons & Dragons?
Yeah.
When?
Great,
when
great
is it?
Question.
When
there, is it too old? It's never too old to play Dungeons & Dragons.
How about fantasy football?
Never too young to play fantasy football is more importantly, because my nephews who are like, you know, 10 and 13 and 15 are now basically talking smack and have their own teams, and they're in like five leagues. So
who can and can't be in your league? In your family, friends, Peter?
Good question. I have a specific approach. I'm a bit of a workaholic, and so I just play in one league, and it is actually the members of the show that I play with. It's all of our cast and our creators, and I focus all of my energies into that rather than spread myself out over 8 to 10 leagues.
Who are the five people you would want in your real life league?
To me, the key to having a good league is your like third and fourth picks. Those make or break you. Your flex positions, who's going to be that second wide receiver you play. Your tight end is a big thing. So I focus more on what people would call the sleepers. I got, you know, this year for me, you know, the Saints got Jimmy Graham. He's going to be the number one tight end. Everybody's going to go crazy for him. But that basically means all the defenses are going to be double, triple covering him. So look to the Saints wide receivers. Look to like Marcus Colston this year, who's going to be available.
Who's a buzz killer in a league? I mean, who don't you want? What personality is like, please get out of here?
Well, everybody always says, well, I don't know if I want that, like, you know, person who talks so much smack.
I dominated you last year like the 85 Bears.
They're great. You need them. You know, they're like the Judas. You need them around to inspire people and to rally around. You need a good devil, basically, to hate. So I would never take that person out.
But you can have too many St. Peter's, right?
Yeah, you could. Yes, this is very true.
And Paul's never shut up, right?
Yeah, you know, I think the person you really don't want is the person who is in like 8 to 10 leagues, popping in every now and then for one comment every 2 weeks on the message board, and it almost feels like holier than thou or better than thou.
So like the blind chess player playing six matches at once.
Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want that guy.
Yeah. True or false, the most fun about fantasy football is cheating.
You've almost phrased it incorrectly. I think the essential part of fantasy football is cheating, true or false, and that is true. because there is, and this is, I'm really saying this because there's so much randomness involved in whether you win or not, how your players perform. The smartest people end up losing in the league. The people who know the most about fantasy football lose all the time. The real fun of this game is finding ways to connive and canoodle and. And in that way, it is much like Game of Thrones, just, you know, more boobs and more blood than Game of Thrones, of course.
Mark Duplass is the star of The League. The new season begins September 3rd on FXX.
Hi, At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.